Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Today's podcast is about how lockdown is affecting our skincare routines. We are doing our podcast for the first time using technology that is possibly beyond our abilities. So any issues, we apologise, and we'll be back to normal broadcasting excellence soon.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Recording, here we go. We'll just see what it sounds like anyway. Welcome to Skincare with Friends with Nia Patton.
And Natalie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, so far away.
I know, so far away.
Well, I mean, like really odd, 5 miles away we are really from each other.
Yeah, not actually far, but you know, it feels like metaphysically that we're very distant.
It does.
We won't see each other for a long time.
I know. Well, we won't. We're going to have to do more video-based chats, aren't we? But the last one didn't end too well because you had a sick child. No. How is she?
Yeah, she just started. She's fine now. She had like a blazing temperature. And she just woke up and just started howling. Oh. But, you know, she does that even when she's not ill quite a lot. She's like that.
Poor little dab. Yeah. So she's basically just been living off, what's it called, Calpol?
Yeah, there was a lot of Calpol. She was like a little jacket potato. So that ruined our fun. Because we were trying to have like a little night out, weren't we, with a pub quiz in our living rooms via, what was it, Zoom?
Yeah, although I did end up feeling, I don't know what, I'm really cheap date at the moment, like 2 glasses of wine, and my face is just going really hot and red lately, and it's way worse when I drink red wine. I don't know, but I've basically made a big Deciem order for just lots of calming things.
Cool. Yeah, the last 2 Deciem orders I made arrived really, really quickly, like way quicker than usual.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, because Hayden's paid for this one because it's my birthday on Wednesday.
Yes, I know.
So maybe
I've actually got your present that I ordered ages ago.
Oh, no.
And I can't give it to you.
Oh, bless you. Can you just do a drive-by one day?
I guess so, yeah. I wanted to see your face, though. Hello.
Hi.
Because we're recording this via technology that we don't understand. So it may not be as perfect as it normally is.
Yeah, and it's usually really perfect.
I am wearing
my headset, though, so at least I look like a bored call centre employee filing her nails.
Yeah. I thought Madonna immediately when you said
Britney.
That.
Oh, Britney. Oh, did you? Yeah. Oh, okay. There you are. Well, I used to work in a call centre. Didn't we all? Did you ever work in a call centre?
I'm sorry. No, I worked in a pub.
Oh,
no, I wouldn't do it. My housemate used to work in a call centre, and she used to get home and just drink heavily and cry every night. So I was like, nah.
Is it the people that she worked with that made her sad?
No, it was the people phoning.
Oh.
She was like, you know, like an operator. People phone up and ask for phone numbers of things back in the day.
Oh, my God, 192.
Yeah, that's it. And she got so much abuse.
What?
she couldn't understand what anybody was saying, and then they all used to abuse her.
Oh, my God. Why would
awful.
You... I think the only reason I could understand people being really snappy and short with you is because it was like 50p a minute to call 192. Yeah. So immediately you're pissed off.
so expensive.
It was really expensive. If my mum ever found out that I'd been using 192, and she clearly did because she got itemized bills, we would get
bollocked. This is before we could Google stuff, wasn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. I mean, we're talking 1990 to 1995.
Our listeners will be like, why didn't they just Google it? Well, because that didn't exist.
Oh, don't worry. Someone on Instagram the other day hashtagged vintage to a dress that I wear that I bought about 10 years ago. I was like, screw you.
Penny isn't vintage.
My God. That's so like 2010. I'm like, excuse me, it was 2010 yesterday.
Literally.
So it's been a weird few weeks though, isn't it?
For everybody. It's really odd. Has it been a few weeks or has it been a day? I don't know. It's all blurring hopelessly into one exactly the same day.
Yeah.
Everything's been the same every single day.
It does.
It's freaking me out.
Do you find sometimes you forget what you've put on your face because you don't know whether you did it yesterday or 1 hour ago?
Yeah. Was it this morning yesterday or was yesterday last night?
Yeah, because I'm still using tretinoin, I'm still using tretinoin, but because my face is just so angry at the moment, I'm trying to use it every couple of nights or every few nights, and I think I've used it every day because I can't remember what I've done.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to just
so
do...
long it and does. Similarly so short.
And, yes.
Yeah,
and I really look forward to bedtime. It's just a bit sad, isn't it?
No. I'm just looking forward to the children going to sleep. I'll just come down and drink wine and eat crisps. But that's, you know, what I do anyway.
Yeah, it's
even sweeter because we're just trapped in the house with each other all day long.
Yes, exactly.
It's mind-boggling.
I know. And, you know, it's really strange that crisp o'clock just gets a little bit earlier. And again, someone was saying to me, it's like, oh, I had a G&T at 5 o'clock the other day. And I was thinking, I've been,
do that every day, every single damn day when I was a child.
That's just normal. Absolutely. So, I just have to say thank you to somebody who's a listener of ours called Leah, and she lives in Ontario, and she sent me some MAP in the post because I was wailing.
That's so sweet.
Just the nicest thing. I haven't received it yet, and but as a thank you, I sent her something by Ish Tuscan Lights. So we just did a little pen pal, which is just so wholesome. When I gave her my address, she went, do you live in, I can't remember whether she made a Harry Potter reference or Lord of the Rings. It made me realize that.
You live in Middle Earth.
Yeah. I live in a county called the Vale of Glamorgan. And actually now when I say it to myself, that sounds completely witchy and mystical.
Does it? Oh, yeah.
The Vale of Glamorgan, absolutely. Yeah. That is a mythical place that you go to on a quest to cut the end off a wizard's beard. Yes. So she made me laugh. Anyway, thank you. It's not got here yet, and I doubt that I've sent her has got there yet either, because it's just a madness. I'm getting no post for about a week, and then all of a sudden I'll get parcels and parcels. So
hundreds of letters. And I'm just getting really annoyed because I'm having to open crap. I'm still getting sent nonsense.
Are you?
Offers of loan things.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm not getting any of that.
Pizza menus. And I'm going through my decontamination process, the wiping and the hand washing and the la, la, la. I'm like, is there any need? You don't need to send me this crap now.
Yeah.
Anything I don't need coming through my door. Thanks.
Do you know what's pissed me off is the number of gloves that I've just seen, discarded gloves.
I know.
What the hell is wrong with you?
On the floor. It's disgusting.
People are such dicks. That to me is basically the equipment. You may as well just gob on the floor. When I used to live in Paris, people did that quite often. We just gob. Yeah. And
some places it's quite common, isn't it? Just
I remember a guy in front of me covered one nostril and blew out one nostril.
God, no.
Yeah, and I screamed at him.
I don't even know if I should say this, but my dad used to do that in the bath.
Yeah, I used to go out with the guy that did it in the shower.
Loudly,
and do like hawking.
Did you just like pick up your bag and walk out immediately?
It didn't last that long, but the shame of it is, the bit that angers me, is he finished with me.
Oh, what?
You know when you know that you're going out with someone that you clearly is not your level in any way, shape or form, but you're doing it because you just feel like crap
really
about yourself.
And you're just like, why?
And then you allow them, and then you allow them to finish with you. It's just the ultimate. We've all been there.
Yeah. Nobody's finished with me since James Mitchell in 1996.
Whoa. So. You serious? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When did I get dumped? Yeah,
I was so upset. I'm like, that's not happening again. Nah, mate.
You've got to be first to the punch every time.
Yeah, definitely.
Even if you still really fancy them. The good thing about, I do think that most star sign stuff is bollocks, but I am a Taurus, and I do think Taurians are apparently stubborn. And the one good thing about that is, if I do ever get dumped, I am really good at just deleting all evidence that you ever existed. Which is just great, even though it really hurts and kills me and I sob. I'm still very good at that. But now in this day and age of being, modern technology as it is, the ease with which you can completely stalk someone using social media.
You can always check in and see what they're doing. And you've got mutual friends. You can see if they've been tagged in it. Oh my God.
The pain.
It's so painful.
I follow a really great person on Instagram called La 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 Let Me Explain. She's got a podcast.
Okay.
And she's really great. She's super sensible, quite mouthy, which I love. And she gives very good relationship advice, but like dating in this digital age. And it doesn't apply to me whatsoever because I've got a boyfriend, but I still find it really fascinating.
It's completely different to what we had to go through when we were young.
One of my friends who's single just said, you would not believe how much of a problem unsolicited dick pics are.
I would be so angry.
I would be furious. Absolutely furious.
Oh, that is just the worst thing. Like, does anyone like them? You know?
Nobody. It's the equivalent to me of like, imagine if you were chatting with someone you were like dating and then you were like in the cinema with him and you were just having a nice time.
Yeah.
And then you look down and his cock was out for no reason. And that's exactly the same thing.
Exactly that.
Yeah. And you're like, excuse me, mate, we've just gone to see.
I'd phone the police. Be like, you're obviously unstable. That's not right.
Would you bat it away with your handbag?
Oh, yeah, I would literally smash it as hard as I could.
Smash it. He would call the police. It's mad. So unsolicited I'm sure I've told you this, but I might not have told the listeners that I did jury service or jury duty. One of the pieces of evidence that we had to look through was 50 dick pics. 50 dick pics of it wouldn't have made a difference if he was attractive, but it might have made it slightly less gruesome. A good old man, like an old man, looked like a garden gnome. And it was 50 of them, and it was just hideous. And I thought, you didn't even try and jazz it up a bit before you sent them to this woman.
It's weird that my mum did jury duty, and her case was pretty much the same thing.
No way.
A guy being a bit pushy with his knob. making a woman touch his penis in work or something.
That's exactly the one that I did. That's exactly the one that I did jury service on.
Yeah. Same thing, different city. It must just be happening all over the place. I don't know what's wrong with people.
All the time. And the
this isn't skincare at all.
It's not, but it's a 14-minute intro into skincare, and so there we go. Should we get to the point?
Isn't one really. I was gonna do stress and skin, but you know, I just read studies and it just says it's bad. Like, there's not really anything else to say other than stress is bad. So if you're stressed, don't be stressed, and it will be better. That's the end of that. I'm like, well,
this too shall pass. But you know, I think people have probably been looking at their own faces more because they are quarantined and they're not going out so much. On our Facebook group, someone said, "Are you finding that your hyperpigmentation is lessening?" For me, that's definitely a hard no. It's not, even though I'm still wearing, which is great for that person because it obviously shows that, you know, just how much of an effect, you know, being outside and the sunlight and heat can have an effect. Yeah. But for me, mine seems worse. It's just the bright.
Yeah, it has,
The light,
the stress. I don't know, because melasma is meant to be triggered by stress.
Great. Amongst everything else.
Yeah. Maybe it's the hormones. I don't know.
Yeah.
But mine is sort of seems to be much more obvious.
Is visible. It really? And you still using tretinoin?
No, because just before lockdown hit, I went to the doctors and I got some adapalene because my acne was really, really bad.
Okay. So adapalene.
And that's sorted it out. I haven't got any spots now, thank God.
Okay.
So I've just been, I think, well, I guess I could use tretinoin as well, but I was kind of just into getting my acne under control.
Yeah.
And it looks really nice. So I'm like, I just keep just using the adapalene because it looks great. So,
that's really good.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, so nice to look in the mirror and go, oh, yeah, apart from the pigmentation.
Yeah, but then sometimes you're not thinking, like, you know, when I'm putting my nice posh stuff on my skin, a part of me is like, why are you wasting this? No one's going to see it. And then I think, I'm going to emerge like a beautiful butterfly after this quarantine. Oh, so
plastic surgeon during quarantine.
Exactly. But I bought from Neod, I bought modulating glucosides.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it?
I've never ever used it before, but I'm just after anything that's got a lovely calming.
Yeah. You haven't had it yet?
No, I haven't received it yet, no.
Well, you're going to love it. It's really nice.
Yeah. And what else did I get? SDSM?
Mm-hmm. You've had that before, though.
I've not had it.
Yes, SDMS. SDSM2.
Yes, that's right. Can you explain to our listeners exactly what it is?
It's a mist, and it's got like antioxidants, and it's got super oxidized dismutase. That's the word of the name of the chemical. Mm-hmm. And it's the stuff that naturally is produced by your skin to counteract free radicals. Mm-hmm. So it's your own natural anti-aging ingredient. And I think it depletes as you get older. So you're sort of adding it back in. And it's got other things in there. It's got like mineral extracts and things like that. It's blue in color. Mm. And it's just nice, soothing and hydrating and all very calming and good.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Niod is good. I've been using a lot of Niod recently.
Have you?
Because we've got more time, it's just you kind of get more into it, don't you?
Yeah.
It's just a lovely thing to do at the end of the day or the beginning of the day or the middle of the day as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. It's just constantly patting things onto my face and just walking around with a wet face like quite a lot.
It's nice.
It is really nice. It is really nice. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself, so say you don't suffer from acne, but people are finding themselves breaking out either as a result of, you know, stress or anything else, what can you do apart from calm down?
That's it. Yeah. I read a study and that they've found that hypnotherapy can help and meditation, you know?
Right.
You know, are we gonna, you're gonna do that? You try your best, but it can't really take away the thing that's making you distressed. So at this point, you know, the world's economy is struggling, and you know, people you know might be ill, you may have lost your job, whatever. That you can't really get rid of that stress by meditating, can you? So
it's just no.
Sort of a feature of the coronavirus is that you might get bad skin and you're just going to wait until all this is over. It's not, yeah, there wasn't really any sort of hopeful message I could come across, really, or product that you can really use to get rid of it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Which is really shitty because, like we said, we're all stuck inside. We're all looking at our faces a lot. Looking at your face on Zoom or any other of those platforms is never a nice sight.
FaceTiming people next to children. It's so depressing.
It is really depressing. Are you wearing makeup?
No, I stopped. I couldn't be bothered. Just taking too long to put on, and then I was having to take it off because I've been going out for a run like in the middle of the day because my husband's around. So this just doesn't seem to be any point.
Yeah,
so there's like ups and downs, isn't there, of this, you know, in terms of skin, this quarantine.
Yeah,
you know, you've got lots of time to concentrate on your face. You're not wearing so much makeup. You're not out in the sun so much.
Not so many environmental stresses and all the other things usually. Yeah.
Yeah. But also there's stress and, you know, you're more likely to self-harm, pick your face a bit, you know?
Yes.
I don't know if you ever do that, but I'm a bugger for a magnifying mirror and just start attacking my face. And I seem to do that a lot more when I'm stressed and nervous.
Yeah. I don't tend to do that. I tend to do that to my boyfriend's face. do you know what's really pissing me off? Another really good question you asked on the Facebook group is, do you know, if you have a boyfriend or a significant other, are they into skincare? And it's really annoying me that Hayden, I keep buying him some brilliant stuff and he's really good, but he's not consistent. So because he's no longer going into work on a daily basis, and he showers at work, he's not using all of the amazing cleansers that I bought him and all this great stuff. Which is,
he hasn't brought them home and just started using them in the house.
He has brought them home, but they've not gone down. So I know, and I bought him this lovely Paula's Choice cleanser. It was gorgeous. And I just checked.
I've never tried anything from Paula's Choice.
Well, I have not now. Thanks to Hayden. it's a really nice cleanser. It's lovely. It's really pleasant. I am using that of his. And judging by the blackheads on his nose, he's definitely not, you know, keeping
up. Oh, no.
I know, but that means that I can get at them too.
Yeah. She's just squeezing his poor little nose.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Which, you know, you've got to find fun, haven't you, in these days of lockdown? Yeah. You have to find your fun.
Keep you happy.
Do you know what I've found is a 7/8 empty bottle of Sailor Jerry's rum, which I'm drinking now because I've run out of all the other alcohol in my house. And I couldn't find any mixer, and I thought, I can't remember really what goes with rum apart from Coke or ginger beer. And I don't have either of those, but I've mixed it with mango juice, and I've got to say it's actually really pleasant.
Yeah, why not?
So that's what I'm drinking now. Yeah, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking Carver. That's all I always drink. My husband buys it in bulk.
He does, doesn't he?
He sort of shut me up. Have another glass of this, and yeah, shut your face.
Do you not find it makes you really thirsty? I find Carver makes me really thirsty.
I drink a lot of water anyway.
Yeah.
I'm always drinking water. Yeah, I find that, you know, shorts, like something like Sailor Jerry's and mango, I would just slot that. It would just be gone in like 5 seconds.
Well, the thing is, I've got a lot of ice cubes in there. So actually, yeah, it's stopping me, it's prohibiting me from just necking it. Plus also,
it's not possible to drink it.
Exactly, and I'm wearing a headset. So.
You don't want it getting sticky.
Yeah, well, exactly. Okay, back to skincare. What else should we talk about?
I've been going out for a run and it's been sunny, so I've been loving my sunscreens.
Oh, so what do you wear when you're going out for a run? Do you do the Think Sport?
I haven't got Think Sport. I've got Think Baby. I put on my Instagram stories today because it's 20% zinc oxide, so it's really, really strong. It should be really white, but it's not that bad.
Like, I used to use Think Baby. Nice. Yeah, it was nice. Yeah.
Nice. It's good for running because you sweat a lot. So if you've got something like mermaid gel, it's just going to rinse off your face really, really quickly. So yeah, it's nice.
Do you find with mermaid gel, if you do have a day when you're wearing it and it's like hot and sweaty, would it get in your eyes and irritate, or does it not?
I don't notice that as much as you do.
But it's because you've got proper eyebrows though.
Really, really bushy eyebrows.
Like, which you could do with donating some of them to my face.
I have some of my eyebrows. It's a procedure. You'd be welcome to some eyebrows.
I'd love that. I'd love that so much.
Yeah.
Because I'm using, what am I using at the moment, SPF? I'm using Altruist, which is the slightly tinted.
That's in your eye. Yeah, the newer one, the with the green label.
Yeah, so it is green. So it goes on green and then turns into the most.
Really?
Yeah, so it's like super bright green, and then as it absorbs, it turns into a really brown tint. But it's not unpleasant. But whenever I've put it on, Hayden's like, "Whoa, you've really gone overboard on the concealer." And I'm like, "It's not concealer; it's my sunscreen." It's got a really. It's not chalky. It's not unpleasant at all. But it's very beige. It will turn you very. In fact, when Dr. Dre, I think she did like a sponsored post or an ad for it, and it wasn't the most. I thought, maybe not, because she's very pale.
Very fair skin.
Yeah, and I just thought, unless you do have, like, at the very least, a medium olive, I don't think it's the one for you.
Okay, it's quite brown.
It is, yeah.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It does stay put. It's really good, stays put, and it doesn't sting. So it's really good for the face.
I mean, I like Altruist as a brand. It's a great brand.
Yeah.
Because they give to... there's an albino charity that they donate to. Mm-hmm. You know, it's so affordable and nicely formulated. But yeah, like, I put the sunscreen on my kids because it's so cheap. We've got bottles of it everywhere, and they always complain that it stings and they don't like the feeling of it.
I definitely wouldn't put the Altruist body anywhere near my face anymore. I think. Yeah, but the formulation's definitely different. But then if you covered your children up in the green one, they'd look hilarious. They would look like, you know, when those like 5-year-olds do beauty pageants, they would look like that.
Yeah. Oh, that horrifies me.
It does. It's so fascinating, though, at the same time.
Yeah.
Fascinating, yet. Yeah. Didn't they do some sort of like a reality show about
those? Boo? Tiaras.
That's it. Really rank. Yeah. But it's like car crash TV. You can't not watch it.
Yeah, it's just something horrifying about a child in makeup.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, there really is. Although, having said that, my daughter is really loving helping herself to my makeup before I wake.
Oh, really? So you wake up to your beautifully made up child.
Yeah, but do you know what? She's using stuff that, because I hide all the good stuff. So she's using stuff that I don't care about, but it's hilarious just how dark brown the bronzer by Benefit is. It's like the driest, mattest.
Yeah.
You could just about get get away with putting that on your face if you were 20 and had never wrinkled your...
You
look really dirty. I don't know what I was thinking. I think someone bought it for me. It's just bonkers. Yeah, it's not even bronzing powder.
I don't know. It's like got a kind of glitteriness to it or something. I just remember it's so black, like really dark.
So when she puts it on, I'm like, oh, that's fine, love. You carry on. She likes doing that.
Well,
yeah, you don't care when it's the crap stuff, do you?
No. Like Max bought me some Jeffree Star lipstick.
Oh, the other day.
Yeah, really nice of him. And they're just such sort of pink colours. They're like really cute colours.
And the packaging is totally cute. Appealing.
Yeah. My kids like, ooh, can I have that one? Like, all right then. A little bit.
At least because we're
stuck indoors, nobody can see them wearing Jeffree Star lipstick.
Yeah, and who cares? Like, my mum was an Avon lady, so she always used to have those tiny little miniature dolly-sized tester lipsticks. Do you remember?
Oh, my God.
They probably are the size of a long fingernail. They are just the teeniest things. And they were so cute. So obviously she would just put them into like bags for customers so they could just test out new shades. But obviously that's the coolest thing ever when you're a kid is like dolly size.
Yeah, look at all these dolly lipsticks I've got. Yeah, that's fun.
Oh, my daughter's eaten that one, but please let me know if you'd like that shade. So I've spent an inordinate amount of money on skincare this month. I've told you once, I'm telling you again, it's my birthday in 5 days. Just gonna do it.
Your present is upstairs waiting.
Oh, got it.
We could do a podcast about this with me presenting the present. We could just leave it outside your door and then you open it live on the podcast.
That's a really good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, let's do that.
You know, are we allowed to do that? Do the rules state? That I can drive to Dinner's Powers?
I think you'd need some, you'd have to be like, look, there is a really good Tesco Extra in Dinner's Powers and it does my favourite Lucozade and I can't get it in.
My favourite Lucozade?
You can't get it in.
My elderly auntie, Natalie, very old.
I love Lucozade, but again, for me, that is purely a nostalgia thing. My mum used to play tennis, play a really hard set of tennis, and then just neck a Lucozade, which is hilarious because it's just liquid sugar.
It's just sugar.
But, you know, I think it was marketed as it like the ultimate sports drink before, I don't know, Red Bull was ever invented, like 20 years before. I'm sure Americans must have Lucozade, right?
I don't know. What do they have? Kool-Aid? No.
Kool-Aid's made from powder. Oh, Gatorade.
Gatorade. That's the one. Mountain Dew. I don't know if that's an energy drink.
No. No, I didn't realize that was like that's from a real particular area, or it's really popular in a particular area, like Virginia thing. So I didn't even know if it's like from there. I don't know. I used to love Mountain Dew. Do you remember the time they had Tab Clear Cola? It was around the same time that they brought out Mountain Dew. It was rank, a lot like Mountain Dew.
Yeah. We wanted it because it was new and different. And...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to skincare. I think I've purchased three different times. So I've done a Niod order tonight. Mm-hmm. I did an Ishtar Skin Lights order, which is from Hayden. That came about 2 weeks ago and he's hidden it about the house. And luckily for me, I was pissed when I ordered it, so I can't actually remember what I've bought.
You surprised yourself with the present. Yes. That's amazing.
I know. I can't wait to open that. That should be really fun. And the good guys at Deciem have just come out with a hand sanitizer, haven't they?
Did you see that?
Yeah. No. I think it was like yesterday they announced it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I think they are making tons of that for healthcare settings, which is just brilliant. It's great when you see. Really, I mean, they are obviously they're a very super conscious brand, but it's great to see.
Dentium have been quite quiet recently. They haven't released anything. You know, I know they closed all their shops, but it's been pretty quiet for a while. I think even before the coronavirus.
Yeah. Yeah, it has been. Yeah. Oh, God, please don't say there's bad news, Ed. Can you imagine if they just... No.
I don't think there is. I can't even say that out loud.
Could you imagine if... No.
No.
No, ooh, I couldn't imagine. No. What is your... So if you were on a desert island and we've thrown the SPF out of there...
Now, oh, yeah, remember we had this question before.
We have this before. You were so annoyingly practical about it. So the vitamin C is out because we said that was the most important, and SPF one product.
Oh, gnarly, man. Well, at the moment it would be my acne cream, but you know, if you're on a desert island, there's literally sunscreen is the only thing you need.
Yeah, but we're not talking about need. What makes your face feel human?
All right. Do you know what? I'm really, really happy. You know when you put something on, you're just like, oh, yes. Yeah. My skin obviously loves it. And also just the consistency of it makes me look like I'm glowing.
Mm.
Just by the texture of it is the ascorbyl tetra isopalmitate
vitamin F.
From The Ordinary. It's so nice.
Do you know what? I remember liking it, but I ordered it. It probably came out like, I don't know, maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago. And I ordered it as soon as it came out and used it. I remember liking it, but I don't remember anything about it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's like MAP a little bit.
Okay.
It's just... You know it's an antioxidant and it moisturizes the skin. So it's just really easy going. You can just pop it on and it just sucks into your skin and makes your skin feel nice and look a bit nicer. But yeah, that's all it does really. But I'm really enjoying, my skin seems totally chuffed when I put it on, you know?
Yeah, it's grateful. It's
anything you can particularly put your finger on. But you just feel that it's good. And really enjoying that.
Oh, I'll have some of that. Okay, you're allowed. You're allowed. That's fine. I don't know why I asked the question, because I don't know what I would choose, to be quite honest.
Would you choose that? Because it sounds like you're quite keen on it.
On what, sorry?
MAP.
Oh, MAP, yeah, but vitamin C is a given. So we're not allowed to use to bring that on our desert island. That's a given.
I'm not allowed a ascorbyl.
No, you are. You are, because it does other stuff.
Yes.
So, oh, mind you, so does MAP, because it's a hydrator. Do you know what I really like is the Hydra Density Mist by Hyalamide at the moment. I find it's that really nice. I've only had it about a month and it's almost all gone, because I just am constantly spraying it on my face. Every time I go into my bedroom to get something, spray my face again.
Spritz for me.
Yeah. So I'm taking that. I'm taking that with me.
Yeah, that's fair enough. We'll have a bucket of that on our desert island.
Although now I'm really sad. I don't know about all our listeners, but the weather during lockdown period has been delightful, which, you know, beautiful. Does it make it easy? Does it make it hard? It depends if you've got a garden.
I think it makes it easier if you can sit outside.
If you can safely sit outside at a distance from somebody, then it's great. Mm. Must be the worst thing in the world if you aren't able to do that. But now the weather has turned kind of shitty where we are. Yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to rain for.
I know, because you kind of, after like a concentrated, I mean, we have had one of the worst periods of just darkness, I would say, over the last 8 months.
Like just before the coronavirus hit us, we both had flood warnings.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
All of a sudden, it's sunny. We're trapped inside. It's the oddest thing.
It is
apparently
odd.
We've got rain tomorrow and then sun for the next 10 days.
Thank you very much, Michael Fish.
Good news.
That is good news.
Michael Fish. Nobody's going to know who Michael Fish is, a weatherman in the 1980s.
He was. And John Ketley. Do you remember the song?
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, John Ketley. weatherman.
And so is Michael Fish. We're going to have to, this is terrible, we're going to have to upload pictures of Michael Fish, miniature Avon lipsticks, and just a plethora of other things. A visual guide, if you like.
Let's do more podcasts, you know, let's record one a week.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah, we can do little short ones, weekly shorter ones, can't we? Because actually we need to listen to playback on this and see what the
God knows it might sound god awful.
It might, mightn't it?
Yeah. We're not really experts. So
don't tell them that. Oh, they think we are.
I'm a skincare person.
Oh,
I'm not a sound engineer.
I'm not even that.
You are now.
Oh well, you know. I love our Facebook group. It's a really nice place.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't think it
needs to be 100% skincare all the time. We can just post whatever you want to post. If you find a meme you like, I'm down with that.
I'm down with a meme.
GIF. Yeah.
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's funny.
Tell us what you're doing. I want to know what our listeners are doing in terms of like how much they've changed what their skincare regime is.
Has the lockdown affected your skin and your skincare routine? Yeah.
If you are a key worker or a frontline worker and, you know, our hearts go out to you, obviously not because of just the really important work you're doing, but also, you know, you've seen pictures of how constant wearing of those masks. Ah, my God, it looks so painful.
Yeah, it's hot, sticky and uncomfortable.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and stressful and everything.
So, like, how are you coping with that? I don't know about, because Max, your husband, he has, does he have eczema or does he have psoriasis? Hayden has.
Yeah, he has eczema, but it's been pretty good recently.
Has it?
It comes and goes, yeah.
I was going to say Hayden's hands are, I mean, he's got open cuts on his knuckles from where his skin is cracked.
From all the hand washing. I mean, like mine have calmed down a bit, but I've been putting loads of squalene on my hands and moisturising them. But when it first started, I was washing all the time and I'm not really a hand cream person, so I just didn't think of doing it.
Mm.
And my hands were in bits. It was painful.
Yeah, it's nasty.
On there. Yeah.
I made a little concoction of E45, squalene, and the rest of my what's that bright orange oil called that I can't seem to get rid of?
Buckthorn oil.
Sea buckthorn. That's it. And I've made it's actually quite pleasant. Because I find E45 is quite stingy, I think. But it's a good way to get rid of an oil that I'm not particularly that keen on.
I did warn you. It's so ugly.
I just didn't heed your. Every time I buy an oil or hydrator, I always try and buy something I haven't bought before.
Yeah.
So I've ordered bee oil because I'd never used that actually yet.
Yeah, that's really nice. You like that?
Yeah. So I'm getting
sea buckthorn. Just comically orange. You know, you can't wear it without looking comical and stupid.
Although, having said that, I've been wearing it all the time because no one can see me. So it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Except my daughter goes, why are you so orange? I'm like, it's fine. Come and give me a kiss.
Yeah.
So it actually, though, it's not just the orangeness of that I'm not so keen on. It doesn't feel particularly fulfilling. You know, when you...
I don't find that it soaks into my skin.
No.
I'm using squalane when my skin is dry and it's gone
yeah.
after an hour, like it's sucked right in. But yeah. It just seemed to sit on the top of my skin and be it does, horrible.
It does exactly sit on the skin. So I've been mixing it with squalene when I put it on my face, like first thing in the morning. And I actually had a Zoom meeting where I blamed the orangeness on my face on the settings of my laptop. I was like, oh, that's really strange. Like, it's coming off really dark.
This would work.
And someone gave the tip on the Facebook group as well that you can apply a face filter on Zoom, which you can, and that's all well and good. It's sort of like a blur, like a primer for your face, which is all well and good, but it really it uses a lot of not bandwidth. Do you know what I mean? So it's
computer core power.
Yes, that's what it's called, computer power. So it uses so much. Thanks, so Bill much Gates.
Computer juice. Yeah.
My boss was like, "Oh, your skin looks really good." And I was like, "Thanks very much." And then I realized I actually did it accidentally. Applied the face filter.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
But. I'm going to carry on doing it as well because I can't be bothered doing makeup.
No, I wouldn't be able to do. I don't think I could cope with work. So you're having to work from home all the time now?
I work every day, even though I'm not contracted to work every day, but there's just a lot to do. There is so much to do, and the people around me are... But Hayden is also working from home as well.
Yeah.
Except once a week he has to go into office. So it's all right. It's doable. And there are people, there are single parents. There are people who have got many children. I definitely know that we are, you know, lucky in our position.
Yeah. That's the thing I'm finding. I'm like, I'm, you know, moaning gently. And then I'm, you know, going like, oh, we haven't got any money coming in. This is a bit scary. And then thinking, oh, but there's people who've got it a lot worse. You know, we're here together in our nice house and everything's fine. Really.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to complain, and I'd be wrong to.
No, I think you are allowed to complain because everyone has their own perspective, don't they? So, you know, it doesn't. Some people have it worse, but you know, it's your life too.
I'll have a little whinge.
You can have a whinge. Speaking of whinging, it's completely justified whinge. There's a really great doctor that I follow on Instagram called Joshua Warlich. I think he's a.
Yeah, I know the guy. Yeah,
he's lovely, long really nice curly guy.
He's quite. He's interesting. He's quite inflammatory.
Yes, he is, which is great though. Yeah. I love that. In Britain. In Britain, every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, when it's shift change for healthcare workers, we have we clap for like 10 minutes or the 5 NHS. Minutes or whatever for the NHS. I think it's great, and I don't want to get political, but I also just think you might have voted for a party which was okay with making funding cuts to this service, which we desperately need. And I don't think you have any business clapping if you're okay with that. But Joshua Warner.
I don't think the nurses and doctors want claps.
No.
They don't want people clapping at them. They want money. They want better pay.
They want funding. And, you know, there was a heartbreaking story of a nurse who died who was heavily pregnant. They managed to save her baby. But it's just terrific. But anyway, Joshua Warlick was saying that I'm so happy you're all clapping. But he included footage of people standing on Westminster Bridge in London. Did you see it? Everyone's standing next to each other. Including the police. The police were there, they'd all parked their cars, everyone was standing on the bridge, they were all clapping for the NHS workers. And he's like, what, you know, please, that's really nice, but open your window and clap out of it. Are you doing? Just respect the social distancing, which people are literally dying now. Because people are still, so you know, I really applaud the sentiment, but at the same time.
I think, you know, every Thursday at 8 o'clock, we should all donate some money to the NHS or something.
Absolutely.
I don't know about a round of applause.
No, and also there is he 100 years old, that gentleman?
Yes.
Regiment?
That is lush.
He's so beautiful and lovely. I can.
It's a 100-year-old man who's done 100 laps of his garden, and he's raised how much? Was it £1.2 million for the NHS?
£12 million.
£12 million? That's amazing.
Yes, he's raised £12 million, and he's there with his army uniform on, with his badges and stuff. He's amazing. He's a brilliant man.
That's fab.
But, you know, this is something which we shouldn't need people to do that, to be funding a health service, exactly, which is completely, that's so the really sad thing about that. I think it's wonderful what he's doing, but I just think...
Why does it have to happen?
Yes, so exactly.
Sad. Yeah.
There we go. Political rant over. It's not political rant anyway. The NHS shouldn't be political. Really. That's the point.
Definitely.
We need it. So there.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Anyway, you know, we're allowed to talk about whatever we like.
Actually, we are. That's true.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how I remember listening in the early days to like My Favourite Murder, especially, and now latterly the last podcast on the left, they all are very, very aware of what the backlash is as soon as they say anything that can be construed as micro political, which is, you know, I find really strange, because I just think, okay, it's not a political podcast, it might not be, but politics is imbued into every single part of one's life. Sometimes a point of view might not be, do you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. Why would it matter? You know,
maybe it matters if you don't agree with it.
I feel like we're allowed to, you know, we're allowed to say the NHS needs more money. Sure, you know, that does, nobody's, who would disagree with that? And if they do, I don't want to know about them. So
quite.
You know, are they just more? Is it because Americans? Don't want to talk about politics? Don't want to hear about politics in their podcast?
I don't know. I don't know. There are so many, you know, people I speak to living in America are sick of talking about it because they just can't believe that it's in the state that it's in. Yeah. And I completely understand that, because, you know, why would you want to, unless you're a supporter, in which case, again, I don't know we'd have many of those, but I don't know. Strange. It's a mad world.
I feel like to live in America at the moment.
No.
It must be very disheartening and strange.
Yeah. And I love the place so much. My friends and I, because the girls I went to school with, obviously, were all turning 40 at the same time, and we'd booked a holiday to go to Ibiza. But obviously, that's not going to go ahead. I think it was for late September. I can't even remember now. I was like, don't worry, when we rebook it, we'll go somewhere like, you know, we'll go somewhere in the States. So, and I just, all like, I can't get it out of my head now. I just want to go to Tennessee.
Do you?
Yeah, I just want to go to like Memphis. What's the other cool place? What's the other cool music-y place? Memphis and, oh, come on, another.
I don't know.
I'll remember it like 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to go there. Yeah. I just want to go there.
Oh yeah. I'm just thinking about where Prince comes from. Minneapolis.
Prince.
You've got to go to Minneapolis, haven't you?
No, not really. Well, I don't know. It must be lovely. There are so many places in the States that
I know is Prince. Yeah. Yes. Anyway, we've strayed into unusual territories.
I think we've probably talked about skincare for about 4 minutes.
No, we've talked about quite a lot. Sunscreen.
There we go. Yeah.
But yeah, this has been a sort of like, you know, a slightly odd coronavirus special. And then next time now that we know that this works, hopefully it doesn't sound like bullshit. And we can.
If it does, it's nothing to do with the sound and 100% to do with the content.
Yeah. The content might be bullshit, but hopefully the sound is okay. And then we can do this again with some better conversations. But I think it's all right. I always think it's a load of rubbish. And then I listen back and go, no, it's all right, actually.
I did belly laugh at one of ours. Not long ago, I re-listened to a couple. And yeah, which is great. I mean,
basically, you laugh at your own podcast.
Exactly. But only the bits that you've said, obviously. I can't laugh at myself. Yeah. That would be mad. Okay, then, bruv.
Oh, Lush. It's so nice to talk to you.
It is really lovely to talk to you as well. I just wish I could see your little face.
My little tiny face. Little, it's nice, actually.
Hydrated little face. Yeah, I just want to see it. Hydrated.
Yeah. Yeah, one day. We will see each other soon.
I know we will.
And I'm going to go and eat some beef crisps now.
I've actually got steak crisps, which are vegetarian. But yeah.
Yeah, if the ants... I've got an ant infestation in my living room.
Oh, bastards.
Not nice. So every time I turn around, there's an ant on my crisps. It's a nightmare. Yeah,
we've got them. They come in under the floorboards. I don't know how. I know. But yeah. Purdy, my daughter, likes to pet them, so it's fine.
They're little pals coming in.
Yeah, exactly. Let's just do same time next week.
Yeah, lush to talk to you. And we'll, if any of the members of our group want to suggest a topic for next time, anything that people want to hear, that'd be cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, love you.
Thanks for listening.
Stay safe. Take I hope you're all okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. That's it. Thank you for listening. Hope it's not bullshit.
Can I just leave you with this message? Is that Sailor Jerry's rum and mango juice is lush, by the way. It's really good. Okay.
That sounds good. It's not essential, but yeah.
Really nice.
I might, next time I'm in Tesco's, I might pick some of that up.
Try it. It needs a lot of ice cubes.
So much ice cubes, it's almost impossible to drink. Otherwise, I'd drink it all in 5 seconds.
The thing is about mango juice, it's very thick, isn't it? So it's almost not that hydrating as a drink. Luckily rum is, so you're fine.
It's more like a soup.
Exactly. Gross. On that note,
take care.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.